time for the Verizon Winning Formula on Vikings Game Plan featuring Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com. We take a look at the offense, special teams, and we'll start with defense because the marquee player for the home team and really the leader for Rookie of the Year is Robert Griffin III. He throws it. He runs it. How do we defend it?
He is a true dual threat. The guy averages 5.7 yards per carry when he runs it 42 times this year, and he's the league's highest percentage passer, so a true dual threat for the Vikings defense to handle. Also, the Vikings have not prepared for a quarterback like Robert Griffin III yet this year. All the quarterbacks have been pocket passers. So every defensive game plan is about get to the quarterback, force him out of the pocket, make him throw on the run. But that's not the game plan this week. I think what you want to do to Robert Griffin III is keep him in the pocket, which is atypical for NFL defenses to try and do to quarterbacks. So contain Robert Griffin III. Instead of Brian Robinson and Jared Allen pinning their ears back every play going upfield, they got to be aware of where the quarterback is, keep him in the pocket, put pressure on him, and make him beat you throwing the ball.
Now, what about the winning formula for the Vikings offense? It scored 3 touchdowns last week. We have been in the red zone 15 times this year and have scored every single time with 6 touchdowns. Winning formula, offense.
You hit on my winning formula. The Vikings have scored every time in the red zone. That's good. 60% of the time, it's been a touchdown. I think it needs to be higher this week against Washington. You're on the road. When you get in the red zone, you got to score touchdowns. If you always settle for threes, you're not going to win games. And I don't know what the percentages break down to run pass in the red zone, but maybe running the ball a little bit more in the red zone could be the trick to increase that touchdown performance in the red zone for the Vikings, so watch for that.
And Percy Harvin scored on a rushing touchdown in the red zone from 4 yards out last week. Speaking of Percy, special teams, 5 kick return touchdowns. Marcus Sherrill's had a punt return touchdown at Ford Field the last time we were on the road. What's the winning formula from a special team standpoint?
I'm going to flip it around on you. It does have to do with kickoff returns, but it's the Redskins' kickoff return. Their returner is Brandon Banks. He's averaging 3.5 yards more per kickoff return this year than he has in his career. Normally not a problem for the Vikings because Blair Walsh is so good at touchbacks, but he's kicking outdoors for the first time in the regular season in the NFL. So that touchback percentage could go down a little bit. That can be concerning, and Mike Prefer spoke about this earlier in the week at his press conference. The Vikings are last in kickoff return coverage, 33 yards per return. So that number has to go down. If Blair Walsh can't get it through the end zone because we're playing outdoors and it's windy, our guys got to cover up those returns better.
And Brandon Banks is just a little thing, so don't lose him within the trash. Put a body on Brandon Banks. Let's get all those winning formulas in play and improve to 5-1. For all of us at Vikings Game Plan, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.